been a big jump. Last season we were struggling to get girls. We were knocking on doors. So, yeah, junior girls had 7 and we finished up with 10 in youth, so 17. And, of course, the Bomberettes had about 30. But it's been a huge jump.
AFL women's teams, the league started this year. Obviously, that's a huge influence. What else has caused this?
Yeah, the exposure from the AFL women's has been great. Obviously, that's a big help. And when you watch the game, you can see the girls that are playing the game. They look fit. They look like footballers. And that's the attraction to getting the girls down here. So probably half our new girls never played games before. They're coming from other sports, and that's great.
What's the training been like so far this season?
It's been good. We, because of our numbers, we started pre-season. So we worked on our fitness and ball skills a lot more. Girls are obviously keen. They're down here. It's a beautiful day for a kick. And they're really keen to get amongst it. So tonight we've got the tackle bags out. So we're going to be doing some tackling and a bit of hard work competition.
Do you find there's a difference in skill level, like any sport, where some girls are a little bit interested, but perhaps, as you said, many of them haven't played before? How do you nurture that as well as challenging those girls to get into this?
Yeah, it's a good mix of skills we get down here. We have girls with very little ball skills at all and some that obviously been kicking with mums and dads and brothers since day dot. So the ones that have got the ball skills, we nurture that and develop that further. But ones with very little skills, you start from scratch at the basics, kicking, marking, passing, tackling.
You're an ABC Radio person, Sean Kenry from the Kulbinia Bombers Football Club. The girls' coordinator is here with me at the Yokine Reserve. They're about to start football training. And how's it been then? You've put in the hard yards, you and other parents really getting this off the ground with the girls this season. How are you handling the numbers then?
It's a challenge, and probably the biggest challenge we've got this year is something we've never had to manage before. That's an interchange bench. You know, how do you move people on and off an interchange bench? We've never had that problem. So, yeah, it's the parents have been good. They step up and help out where we can. Always could use some more, but, it's a team effort. The club's been good. The association's been good. There's people behind the scenes, such as the WA Football Commission, Lana Dickey. Overall, it's great support.
And you mentioned the parents. There's going to be a bit of a meet and greet here after training today, which is integral to how this season's going to go, and especially the support that these girls need starting, essentially, for many of them, is a sport they've never played before. What's really important to get across to parents of daughters playing AFL Aussie Rules?
Well, it's getting a clear understanding of how the girls are going to perform this year, what's expected of them, what's their expectation of us, and get them to understand that we play a safe game, a fun game. It's all about participation and fun at community level. If we win, that's great, but it's about the girls having fun.
And you've got also some visitors from the East Perth women's team arriving as well.
Yeah, we've got a good relationship with the East Perth women's team. They've kindly come down to help us with our jumper presentation. And it's also an opportunity to show the girls that this is what's next. This is what they can aspire to and hopefully go on to AFL women's.
I remember being young and I begged my mum and dad if I could play cricket or football, any of the sports that my cousin was playing. Fortunately, times have changed and there aren't just boys' teams now, there are female teams. What's important now for these three sides that you have at Kulbinia and also junior girls' football here in Perth going forward?
Well, it's just obviously seeing that clear pathway that they can start, just like my daughter did in the Auskick level, to come through, play to juniors, play to youth, progress on to AFL and possibly the women. To see that support network that follows it, that's critical.